Chapter 3. Becoming a Teacher. Wilson Riles got his college degree in 1940. He then got his first teaching job in a one-room school in Pistol Creek, Arizona. There were many rural one-room schools at that time. If you peeked into one, you would see children of all ages being taught by one teacher. In 1941, Wilson met someone special. Mary Louise Phillips was a teacher in Phoenix. She and Wilson soon married. They got teaching jobs in the same town. Caption: One-room schools like this one were found in rural places. Teachers in one-room schools were often former students. After teaching for 2 years, Riles spent some time in the Army. He then went back to Flagstaff, Arizona. He got a job as the principal of the Dunbar School for Black Children. Everyone was fond of him. In 1953, the state made a new law. It said white students and black students must be allowed to go to the same schools. That meant Dunbar's students could go to schools that white children attended. Caption: Wilson and Mary Louise Riles both taught at Dunbar. Feature box: desegregation. In 1954, the United States Supreme Court ruled that laws that forced black children to go to different schools from white children were unfair. The court's decision required the desegregation, desegregation, of all schools in our country. From then on, black children and white children in all states have had the right to attend the same schools.